White, Adelaide, South Australia, October 16, 1892. Willie C. White. Dear son, I read Edson's letter and could not sleep for a couple of nights. What shall we do? He places such urgency upon this matter. I fear that there is something more than we can see by his letters. If there is anything that he is afraid would ruin his reputation, then I could understand the letter. I am sorely perplexed and troubled. Is it not best to telegraph, to let him have the account books and run the risk? It may be all comprehended in the pride of spirit he feels in being treated as any dishonest businessman, and the impression and influence of this is galling his spirit. Now, Edson is my son. I would not neglect to do everything in my power to save him, and this is our duty. The course that has been pursued towards me by some in Battle Creek has not given me a very exalted opinion of their courtesy and discernment and wisdom of action. If they could pursue such a course toward me, heartless and unfeeling, we might expect they would not be very sympathetic toward Edson, right or wrong. As to their wisdom in how to treat the erring, I have not a particle of confidence in them. They would just as soon, if they were so disposed, trample a soul in the dust of humiliation if they thought they had any kind of excuse for so doing, as to lift him up and to help him as a Christian should. I shall get this in the mail today, and if you think best to do anything in the matter by telegram, do so without waiting to hear again from me. You must know this uncertainty in Edson's case is wearing upon me. I know not what to think. I am hoping that he has not in any way pursued a course that is dishonest, but the matter is in such a state I am left to imagine anything and everything. We have sunshine today. Last Friday there was sunshine, but the weather has been cloudy and rainy most of the time since we have been here. Sabbath, I attended meeting. We had the largest congregation we have had yet. I spoke to them, and all seemed to listen with deep interest. Sunday, it rained nearly the entire day, and it rained all night, the evening after the Sabbath. I have seen no warm weather yet. Wish I could see some of what is called hot weather. Elder Daniels spoke yesterday, filling my appointment. We had still another meeting at 5 o'clock with those who were to go out as workers, and he had another meeting at 7 o'clock. There is a disposition to receive all the light they can get, and they seem to listen as for their lives. Efforts are being made, in a wise way, to recover some of the lost sheep that have been driven from the fold by the unwise management of Elder Curtis, in the advice he gave the officers of the church. These things, if properly arranged and counteracted, will leave the church in a much better condition. Elder Daniels sleeps well nights. He has a good appetite, and I hope will come out well from this effort in Adelaide. I have considerable pain with rheumatism, and there has been so little sunshine that it is not to be wondered at. I have written Fanny Bolton, and I have stated some things to her plainly, and I hope she will not misinterpret my words. In love, Mother.